You and I normally talk about the problem of pain, but what about the problem of pleasure? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at Aldous Huxley's futuristic novel, Brave New World.
John, the idea that no leisure from pleasure is a problem doesn't make sense in a culture where less isn't more and where supersize is always better. Yet Huxley reminds us, the problem of pleasure can outweigh the problem of pain.
Ask anyone, would you like to be inflicted with pain or bombarded with pleasure? Sounds like a trick question.
Brave New World described a society where there was no leisure from pleasure. And while it temporarily masked the meaninglessness of life, drugs were still necessary whenever reality reared its ugly head.
Right.
We see this in the real world. When people overindulge in whatever brings them pleasure, it sends them on a downward spiral of dissatisfaction due to a law of economics called the law of decreasing marginal utility, or the law of diminishing returns.
Okay, now I have heard of this law of diminishing returns. It means the more you have of something, the less you appreciate it, right?
Well, on a hot day, that first glass of lemonade is amazing. The second isn't quite the same, the third even less so, and so on and so forth. The Bible says no leisure from pleasure will always be a problem because we fixate on the body and we forget about the soul. Listen to the words of King Solomon. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
You'll find plenty of meaning, though, at the website reasonwhy.org from Alec McClellan. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.